Hi, this is Sandy Dover for BMF Sports, a partner of Complex, and we're here with the latest edition of Hear CAV, which is an audio-visual experience you'll be able to see through photography and hear through the audio that's being supplied to you right now. And we're breaking down the Skechers Go Run Strada, the training shoe of Olympic athlete and Boston Marathon winner, Meb, as he's known. It's his training shoe. To really get into it, this is a fabulous shoe. It's a high quality shoe. And, you know, Skechers gets a bad rap a lot of times for it having a pop reputation, for it being kind of generic. You know, Skechers used to be sold at Payless Footwear and things like that. And they're sold at, you know, lower, I guess lower bracket shoe stores, I guess if you want to call it that. You know, genuinely, you see them in department stores or supermarkets and places like Famous Footwear. There's nothing wrong with those places at all. But generally, it's not seen as a high-tier footwear product. And just because the price points and the designs aren't necessarily that from which you would be able to see from an Adidas or a Nike, it doesn't mean that it's any less in its quality as a great quality. And I'm going to get into it right away. What makes the Go Run Strada such a great shoe, and particularly, and mind you, we're out in the night air after a brief run in these, what makes it a really, really high quality shoe is the fact that it uses foam as its main highlight ingredient. And foam is in everything. Foam is in all kinds of athletic footwear. It's a stabilizer, it's a cushioner, but with this, with Skechers footwear and with the Go Run Strada, it definitely takes the center stage. One, because the foam is the midsole and the outsole. It's a combination foam. You would probably be familiar with it, like with Nike's Free, with the Phylite. You'd also be familiar with it with Reebok's 3D Ultralight, which is something that's been around for over 15 years, but never really used in a high priority kind of way. Well, Skechers makes it so that foam, This high durability and ground contact foam is a star of a shoe. It's mixed with rubber. It's mixed with a rubber compound, so it's a foam rubber compound that acts like a cushion, like a standard cushioning foam, but also has the durability of a rubber. So you get the best of both worlds. You get durability and softness and spring from one compound mixed together from two. So that makes it really great. With the Go Run Strada, it uses a dual density foam system. So you've got the ground contact foam, that's a harder density, in the M-strike area. And the M-strike is actually, it's actually an area where you strike in the midfoot. That's a big thing with footwear. And with the way runners and running is being broken down, are being broken down, that you strike best with the midfoot, and you let that help you guide your toe off, and you let your heel come in for additional planting, but that you don't heel strike or you toe strike, you strike with the midfoot. And they make that a point of emphasis in this shoe, in this Go Run Strada. There's a lighter density foam that actually is a top, the ground to contact foam that actually is in the midfoot and in the mid strike area. It's all throughout. So you get a softer feel straight up, and then you get a slightly more harder feel down below. But they both complement each other so that neither are too hard or too soft. You get a just right feel to absorb shock and protect your foot from rocks and other debris that you might feel if you're wearing a more minimal shoe. Another great thing about the Go Run Strada is that it's a fairly generous fit as far as its width. And if you have narrow feet, it can be cinched up very well in the upper. So the eyelets, the way they're set, the way the midfoot's set and the foot bridge, it's set so that if you have narrow feet, you can cinch them up tight and it'd be just fine. But if you have wide feet, that the shoe accommodates your foot shape. And that's a really wonderful thing, because sometimes it's hard to really get a shoe that fits well if you have an extreme foot shape, and this seems to accommodate everything. The toe box is very roomy. I love that. There is mesh, kind of a a low abrasion mesh all throughout, and that is highly exposed in the toe box so that you get as much flex as possible. Flexing your toes in the Go Run Strata is, it feels natural. There's no resistance hardly. There's not much resistance at all. Whereas with other shoes where you have cumbersome leather or suede or paneling, this doesn't have any of that. It has heat welded bonding, which acts as a kind of one-to-one paneling, something that feels like maybe it's like a second skin, you know, but it's on the mesh so that you have some support and protection, but without adding any heavy layers. And that's what that does. Another great thing is that the inside of the Go Run Strata feels excellent. The insole and the collar really, really are plush just as well. So you get plenty of cushioning on top of the dual density foam system that you're actually on in the shoe, that the shoe is built atop. It's an excellent shoe. The design of the shoe is a little bit wonky. It's wild, but it's meant to stand out, as you can see. I think the thing about Skechers is that they know that they're not going to be as slick necessarily as a Nike or Adidas, but they do give a design that appeals to a general consumer base. They have bright colors. They have a lot of kind of wild paneling going on, but it is form. It's form and function together, and it works. It just works. It's highly breathable. It's a very light shoe. For a training shoe, this shoe is actually a bulkier shoe than another few versions of Skechers runners. They have racing runners in the collection that Meb actually uses and runs in that actually are much lighter. Well, maybe not much lighter, but they're lighter. The sole is thinner so that there's a better grip quality to the ground when it comes to foot to ground contact. But this, as a training shoe, it's meant to kind of be able to endure. This is an endurance shoe, but it's also meant to be able to withstand speed workouts and not lose anything. So as thick as the sole is, it doesn't feel cumbersome. It doesn't feel clunky. It feels very supportive. It feels very cushioned. You find that even in other shoes across other companies where they bulk their shoe up, but you don't necessarily get the lightweight feel. You might get the cushioning, but you don't get the lightweight feel. With this, you get the best of both worlds. You get great cushioning and you get great weight, and it's very light. You know, so between a toe flex, between being able to fit in the shoe however your foot is shaped, to be able to have room in the toes so that when your toes are splayed and you're planting on each step that you take, that they're fitting comfortably in the shoe. And the fact that even the laces are high quality synthetic laces. And as you can see, they're black and yellow. You know, they're not going to get confused with anything. You can easily point them out. It's just a high quality shoe. So if you're into running, if you're into training at all, I mean, these work. They work. Even if you were to kick around in these and just run errands in them, it's a great shoe. It's a great shoe. Now, it's not necessarily going to win any fashion awards just on its design alone. You know, it's not that type of shoe. It's not the type of shoe that is meant to be a high fashion casual runner that you might see Kanye West or anybody in. But it definitely is a shoe that makes you feel good, and you feel good in them. And no matter whether or not you're being highly active or being casual, you're going to get the benefits of wearing this Skechers Go Run Strata. If an Olympic athlete can wear these, and a Boston Marathon runner can wear these, a winner, by the way, and benefit, by all means, you can benefit. So my advice, if you're curious about your next shoe that you might want to run in or train in, don't be afraid to try Skechers.